Northland Rec. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, before we go to the lines, I want to say this about this subject. Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lauren Boebert, two of the biggest nut jobs in the House, although that excuses Paul Gosar, Matt Gaetz, Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan. No, doesn't excuse them. Have announced to Kevin McCarthy that they want to be on the Oversight Committee. The Oversight Committee is one of the most powerful committees in Congress, and it can launch investigations. Kevin McCarthy has already said that he is going to throw Adam Schiff off of committees in retaliation for Nancy Pelosi throwing Marjorie Taylor Greene off of committees. Adam Schiff is one of the most accomplished people in the Congress. And the cherry on the sundae in this is that guess who will be the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, another powerful committee. The Republicans win in November. Gymnasium Jim, GYM Jordan. That's what you can expect to look forward to if you don't get out there and vote and work and keep the House. We're going to the lines. First of all, Andrew of Detroit, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Andrew?
Good morning, Matt. I think I remember a story about a Chinese national or a Chinese spy woman breaking into Mar-a-Lago somehow while Satan was president.
Right. Yeah, Andrew, there was a thing where a woman who was a Chinese agent got into Mar-a-Lago. It wouldn't take a lot of to do it. Mar-a-Lago is a resort. I've not been there, but, you know, I've been to different resorts in Florida and elsewhere, and there are thousands of people. There are guests, there are banquets, there are waiters, there are delivery men, there are people who make the beds, there are people who cook. They walk around. And Mar-a-Lago has a Secret Service detail that guards the president, but it doesn't guard the laundry room. It doesn't guard the kitchen. It doesn't go around. And it turned out that Trump had hidden these documents in different seemingly innocuous areas, including a storage room with no padlock on it. The only reason for that is so that if somebody needed to get in to see them, they could do it fairly easily. Well, who needed to get in to see him? Who needed to get in to see him? Trump already had him. The Ruskies are one example. Whoever's blackmailing Trump, whoever Trump is selling them to, whoever Trump is passing them on to. You know, look, I take no pleasure in saying this. This is very painful. We're talking about a former president of the United States. But Andrew of Detroit is exactly right. There was a story where a Chinese agent, a woman, got into Mar-a-Lago. I don't think it would be hard. Just sign up for a fundraiser. He holds fundraisers all the time. Sign up for a lecture. Sign up for brunch. Sign up for brunch. Get a reservation for dinner. Trump would sit there at the table talking about Kim Jong-un and very top secret stuff. And there are people at the next table. And one guy goes, afterwards, should I have been hearing this? This is beyond careless. This is arrogant as hell. But more importantly, why did he take the documents? He's not going to read them for pleasure. He never read anything. He read them for only one of several purposes: to sell them, to pay off a blackmailer, or to have them in reserve if somebody went after him criminally to threaten their disclosure if they didn't back off. Or there could have been some that were very bad, made Trump look bad, in which case, why didn't he destroy them, even though that would be a criminal offense? Why does he have nuclear secrets, documents on Macron of France, Kim Jong-un of North Korea? Who helped him? The stuff's still there. Wisco Paul, my friend, thanks for calling Western Mind Today. Wisco Paul.
Good morning, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. I want to commend Joel for a great call, and Mark also. Very informative. Heaven help us if Michaels is elected governor and you don't win a Supreme Court race in the spring in this state. It'd be more of the same, probably worse, because there is no check and balance at all. So, but I want to address the Republican Party crickets on death threats to federal officers. You know, they kind of dismissed it there at the Capitol. Well, not kind of, a lot of them just go, hey, you know, it's no big deal. It is a big deal. And you're looking at rule of law. I, for the life of me, I do not understand the Republican Party here on FBI, federal law enforcement officers. You need to stand up and say something, because apparently these death threats are going on. It's ridiculous. And what are they shooting for here, Matt? Some kind of, I don't know, scare the bejeebers out of everybody? I don't get it. You know what? As far as I'm concerned, this whole thing is, I better not say that word. Anyway, I'm going to be quiet. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. Well, no, that's a most serious issue you just raised. I mean, there have been death threats against the FBI agents and against their families. Their wives are named. Their kids are named. They'll publish online where they go to school. And there have been no prosecutions. And the reason there have been no prosecutions is they usually go like this. The right wing has figured out that under the First Amendment, judges are a little reluctant. If you call up and say, I'm going to kill you, that's a felony. If you call up and say, I'm not going to kill you, but I hope someone else does, I would arrest them. But they're not getting arrested because they're saying, well, that's a prediction and whatever. I think this is ridiculous. This is having a demoralizing effect on law enforcement. You have Marjorie Taylor Greene saying, let's defund the FBI. She's not alone. Trump saying that the FBI is corrupt, that it's treasonous, and nobody is contradicting him. Where's Michaels contradicting him? Where's Ron Johnson contradicting him? The leaders of the party, where's the Republican Party chairman in Wisconsin contradicting him? Nobody's standing up for the FBI. The Republican leadership have stopped being an American party, in my opinion. We're going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.